So let's review. The Gemara continues to explain the psulim of an esrog as taught in the Mishnah. Nistak pasul. If it was split, it is pasul. Nike v'chaser kalshu pasul. If it was punctured and part of it is now missing, it is invalid. Nike v'loy chaser kalshu kasher. If it was punctured but no part of it is missing, it's valid. However, even when it is not chaser, tani ula bar chanina, nikav nekev mefulish b'mashu v'she'ena mefulish b'ke'iser. If the hole goes all the way through, it is possible no matter how small the hole. If it does not go through to the other side, it is only possible if the hole is the size of an Isra coin. Bayi Rava, neldu b'esrik simani treif amahu. The Gemara explains this to mean if the flesh of the esrog dissolved, but the skin and the interior that holds the seeds is still intact, is it kosher? The shaila remains unresolved. As part of this discussion, the Gemara cites a braisa which lists additional psulim of an esrog. Esrog tafuach saruach, an esrog which is bloated and decayed or rotten, kavush, pickled in vinegar or mustard, shalak, cooked, these are all pasul. The braisa also lists kushi, as did our Mishnah, esrog hakushi pasul. However, the Gemara cites a braisa which states, kushi kasher, doim lekushi pasul. Rashi explains this braisa as follows. Kushi is an Ethiopian esrog, which is extremely dark green, almost black. It is kosher de urchehu, because this is usual for esrogim grown there. However, doim lekushi is grown elsewhere, and although it is also almost black, it is pasul shid nidmahu, because it is an unusual esrog in that local. Abaya answers that when our Mishnah and the first Brisa say kushi, they mean daimel kushi, and agree with this Brisa. Rava amaloi kasha, halan v'halahu. Rava answers that our Mishnah disqualifies even an actual esrog kushi from Ethiopia. However, it is possible only for them in Eretz Yisrael, where it was uncommon to have Ethiopian esrogim. However, it is kosher as in bavel because they are common here. The Brisa continues. Lavan umenumer pasul, an esrog that is extremely pale, almost white, or spotted is pasul. Esrog kakador, pasul, if it's round like a ball, it's pasul. B'yeshem afatium, some add that if it looks like two esrogim grown together, it's also pasul. The Braisa continues. Esrog ha-baiser, r'bkiva paisul, v'chamakshirin. An esrog in the baiser stage, which is an early stage of development and not yet ripe, is pasul according to r'bkiva and kosher according to the chacham. Rabba says that Rabbi Kiva agrees with Rabbi Shimon regarding Meiser. Rabbi Shimon Peter es esrogi mekaitnan. An esrog is not obligated in Meiser until it is large and ripe. Rabba understood both to have the same criteria, that it is not considered a pre at the smallest stage of development. However, Abaya says that we cannot compare the two halachas because each has a different criterion. Regarding the mitzvah of Arba Minim, Rabbi Kiva says possible because it is not hadr. Regarding Meiser, Reb Shimon says it is Pater because we learn from Aser to Aser is Kultivu Azaracha, that it must be Kederch from the other Mitzin Lizria, at the point where it has seeds for planting. The Gemara continues to discuss the Braisa. Gadlei B'tfus V'asoy K'min B'ri'a Acheres Pasul. If the esrog was placed in a mold while it was growing, and it grew looking like something other than esrog, it is Pasul. Rava clarifies, Av K'bri'a Sekasher. If the mold made the esrog look like an esrog, it is kosher. Although this seems obvious, Rav is teaching us that if the mold made the esrog grow in such a way, Davide dapi dapi, that the natural ridges and grooves were more exaggerated like a water wheel with boards protruding out from the center, it is still a valid esrog. The Gemara next discusses another case of chaser, a defective esrog. The Mishnah had said, Nikiv v'chaser kal shu pasul. However, the Gemara relates, Reb Chanina matvah ba v'nafik ba. He would eat from it and use the rest. The Gemara answers, Kam b'yam debrishin, kam b'yam debsheni. On the first day of Sukkot, it is possible because it must be whole. Rashi explains, on the first day the mitzvah is min hatar, and the pasuk says, V'lkach t'mchem b'yam harishin, u'b'ina l'kichit tama. It must be complete, not chaser. On the second day, the mitzvah is only min rabbanan, therefore chaser is kosher. Now, what about a case of esrog shenikvu achbarim? Mice ate from it. In the first version, Amar Rav ein zeh hadr. It is possible because it's not hadr. This is even on the second day when there is no problem of chaser. It cannot be compared to the case of Reb Chanina where a person ate from it because sha'ani achvarim demeisi. When a mouse ate from it, it becomes repulsive. In the second version, Amar Rav zeh hadr. It is kosher on the second day when there is no problem of chaser because it's not worse than when a person ate from it and is still considered hadr. The Gemara continues to discuss the Mishnah. B'hayarik hakarti, Remeir machshe, Reb Yehuda paisel. An esrog that is as green as a leek is valid according to Reb Meir and invalid according to Reb Yehuda. Sheer esrog ha-katan. Reb Meir omer ke'egos, Reb Yehuda omer ke'beya. The minimum size of an esrog according to Reb Meir is that of a walnut. Reb Yehuda says it must be at least the size of an egg. Regarding both halachas, the Gemara earlier on Daf Lamed Aleph explained that the reason of Reb Yehuda is not because of hadar, but because at this stage it is not a pri. The final halacha in the Mishnah at the end of Daf Lamed Aleph was ubegadol kedei sheyechos shnayim beyadai de Reb Yehuda. Reb Yehuda says rafel echad b'shtei yadav. Reb Yehuda says the maximum size of an esrog is the size that a person could hold two of them in one hand. Reb Yehuda says even if it is so large that this one esrog must be held with two hands, it's kosher. The Gemara relates that Rabbi Kiva once came to shul the esrog al kaseifoi. His esrog was so large he had to carry it on his shoulder. Reb Yehuda says this does not refute my opinion that an esrog may not be so large, because the colleagues of Rabbi Kiva at the time told him ein zahadar, this is not hadar. Zok the Mishnah, ein oigdin es halulav ele b'minoi, de Rabbi Yehuda. Reb Yehuda says that we must bind the species together only with its own kind, such as pieces of lulav or hadassim or rabbis. Reb Meir omer afilu b'chut b'meshicha. Reb Meir holds that we may bind it even with thread or a string of any material. Amr Meir, Maisav Anshei Yerushalayim, Shoy Oigdin Esu Levein, Begimayni Eis Shal Zahav. In support of his opinion, Reb Meir relates that the people of Yerushalayim would bind their lulav with threads of gold. Amr Lai, Bimina Haya Oigdin Eisai Mel Mata. They answered him that they first bound it with its own kind below the gold wrappings. The gold was just decoration. Rav explains that Reb Yehuda's reason for Biminoi is because he holds lulav Tzorach Eged. The lulav must be bound, and as Rashi explains, afa eged min ha-mitzvah. The binding is part of the mitzvah. Therefore, if you used another species, there would be five instead of the required four species. V'ayvi mishum bal toisef. Rava says that even the ivy or the bark from the trunk of the palm tree is considered minay, the same species as the lulav, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rava derives this from a braisa where Rabbi Yehuda says, ain't sukanoyegis el bedalad minim sheba lulav. The schach must be from one of the four species of the mitzvah of lulav. Reb Yehuda derives this from a Kal Vachomer and interprets the pasuk in Nehemiah, Tzu ha-har behaviyu, ali zayis, va'ali eit shemen, va'ali hadas, va'ali tamarim, va'ali eitz avos. Lasis sukkos kakosav as follows, ali zayis va'ali eit shemen l'tfanis for the walls, and va'ali hadas va'ali tamarim, va'ali eitz avos for the schach. Now, the Mishnah above on Daf Yudalim and Aleph says, Mesachin b'nesarim d'Reb Yehuda. Boards can be used as schach according to Reb Yehuda. The only one of the four species that could be used as boards is the trunk of the palm tree. We see that it is treated just like the lulav. The Gemara asks from a braisa, which Reb Yehuda discusses, Sicha ben esarm shel erez, boards of cedar used as schach, and answers, my erez hadas. The word erez can also be referring to hadas, because asar min arozneh in shedema etim b'midbar erez sheet of hadas b'goymer. There are 10 species of trees which fall under the general category of erez, and hadas is one of them.